Good evening, Patriots. So tonight we're going to read something that we haven't heard in a long time. And I think it's about time we do go back over it. And it's the poem that we heard so often in 2016. It's the poem of the snake that President Trump would read at the rallies. So we're going to start with this tonight, and then we'll see where this takes us. So here we go. On our way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Oh well," she cried, "I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you." "Take me in, O tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman," sighed the snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a curvature of silk, and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night as soon as she arrived. As soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. "Take me in, O tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman," sighed the snake. Now she clutched him in her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried. "But if I hadn't brought you in by now, you might have died." Now she stroked his pretty skin. Then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, the snake gave her a vicious bite. "Take me in, O tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman," sighed the snake. "I saved you," cried that woman. "And you've bit me even. Why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die." "Oh, shut up, silly woman," the reptile, with a grin. "You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in. Take me in, O tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman," sighed the snake. You know, at the time that that was shared on the rallies, we had an idea. And we were excited about the potential of finally getting somebody into the DC that would drain the swamp. And that poem had a certain metaphor to it and a certain almost melancholy tone to the depth of corruption that none of us really appreciated or understood. We had hope that things would go quickly. We had naivety, thinking that the swamp would be a few arrests and it would be all over, that the most important of those arrests would be Hillary Clinton. Lock her up and it would all be over. And really, outside of that and Barack Obama and a couple other people, we really didn't have any idea how deep and nasty the swamp was. What we have learned is that the snake wasn't just one, but it was a den of vipers. We've learned in this place that those den of vipers had creeped down into our local communities. They got into our schools. They infested our medical institutions. They infested our entertainment and news. They infested our school boards. In some places, even our county commissions and sheriffs. They infested the entire nation's architecture and control of leadership. And every one of us was the old woman, cuddling and kissing on the snake, telling ourselves it's really okay. We're going to make it all better. And then in January of 2020, they launched the most aggressive and well-organized attack on humanity that we've ever imagined. And the true head of the snake showed its face. They called it COVID. And in the process, they wheeled and moved elderly into nursing homes. Elderly, they were sick to kill off elderly. They engineered a policy across all their domains of control. And like good little soldiers and drones, all their den of snakes launched at the same time and demanded that everybody wear masks. They were vocal. And their volume of fear that they elevated became the lethal bite that the old woman suffered. We were given a choice. President Trump had warned us. And he was reading this poem, and I'm convinced now that part of the reason he was reading this poem was to remind us never to trust the media, and especially never to trust the institutions of power. But we, as a public, as a whole, ignored the poem. Even though he read it, we ignored the poem. Instead, when the media said, pandemic, and President Trump had said, the media is the enemy of the people of the United States fell to their knees when the media said pandemic, and they ignored the president of the United States who was speaking truth. They didn't fall to their knees to God. They fell to their knees to the worship of media, to the worship of fear. And they turned their back on God. Anybody that took on a mask, anybody, even a patriot today that took on a mask, I will be as blunt as I can be. That moment where you turned your back on God is a moment you need to repent and ask for forgiveness because you doubted God and instead you chose a path of media. For those that stood the entire time, that took some courage. And it wasn't easy and we know it. We took broadsides from people. But that wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough. A few patriots out here that were screaming hoax, a few patriots out here that were telling everybody it's a lie, it's a trap. A few patriots out here that were trying to remind everybody of their God-given rights. Even fellow patriots were trouncing on them because fellow patriots were buying into this nonsense. It was actually a pandemic. I can't tell you how many patriots I talked to. They're like, well, dude, listen, this is an exceptional moment. No, it was never an exceptional moment other than an exceptional lie that the people listened to because the people forgot that they were dealing with a snake. And they forgot that the people were going to get bit by the snake. And as the snake says, oh, shut up, you silly woman. Indeed. And so many complied. But early on, they began screaming about the vaccination. It's the only thing that's going to save us. And they crushed any opportunity for alternative therapies to come to the surface. President Trump fought valiantly. He actually tried time and again to introduce therapeutic concepts using light that could be put into your blood cells. The media mocked him, and the public mocked him, and the patriots cowered back. They didn't stand up. They cowered back. The few that held the line, we dug. We found out that he was right. Then came the next one, which was the use of a dilute type bleach. And there is a technical name for it that I'm escaping me right now. But the point is the media started to claim that he wanted to inject washing bleach into people's veins. That was never it. In fact, when you study it, you understand that that substance, chlorine dioxide, was an amazing therapy. And it was the beginning of an awakening of all the things out there that had been suppressed. Director of Science and Technology for DHS stood up there and talked to people in one of the briefings to try to tell everyone the things that they were working on to diffuse the fears of the pandemic. Told them that in the summer it would all go away. The sun would come out and the whole thing would go away. But that wasn't enough. The media had to make up more lies. And the drones that had been programmed over all the years complied brilliantly. And the zombie apocalypse began. And then they started pushing for the vax. And that march began. And a few of us joined the ranks of the seasoned ones, which I would consider Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, others, they were screaming, and we joined the ranks and said, no, this is it. You cannot accept this. And it was amazing how many patriots. I would push back hard on President Trump, hard. And I love our president, but that was one thing I said from the very beginning. I love our president, but I will never cross that line. And I can't tell you how many patriots, oh, he's kidding. He's not going to happen. And since then, we've had how many thousands of people die from this damn injection? This is not a scolding. It's not a propping up. It's a reflection on where we are, that we have to always remember that when we're dealing with people like this, they are always snakes. That poem wasn't just told to us as a neat little poem and saying. It had little to do with the immediate things we were looking at. We weren't thinking big enough. We didn't envision the depth of the swamp big enough and deep enough. But we know now. And once burned, twice smart. We will never let this happen again. What is important is that you remember the journey. Because if you were a doubter and you weren't listening to the truth tellers, you need to challenge yourself in the future to not be swayed by the lies of the media, to question everything, to dig and research, to pay attention to the details. Right now, we're in the midst of a viper attack. They're hitting it every place, and they're doing it at a rate and a speed intentionally because they're at a panic. They're losing absolute control. The old empire is burning to the ground. It's not just falling, it's burning. But they're going to do every single thing they can to the very last minute to try to divide, to destroy, to harm, to maim, anything they can do for humanity because they hate humanity. They would rather bite them on the neck and let them die. And they would mock it and laugh at it, because that's who they are. And the fools that have worshipped this new temple of science, that temple of science that says, you must never question what we tell you, those are the same fools that believe CNN, that listen to that garbage every day. There's a part of this society that will not unite. And I'm okay with that. But they'll be faced with a new challenge as time goes along. We are at war. And we are in intense war right now that is going to require a vigilance and persistence of truth and can never let go. And we can never forget that we are dealing with snakes. I don't know who in our government has any respectability at this point in time, because frankly, I don't trust any of them. None. I don't play games with this injection. I don't try to send code through this injection. I don't try to act like I'm getting a shot when I may or may not be. This injection's deadly. I'm not in the position of President Trump, and I understand because he released a statement today that people kind of lost their mind on. It's not one to lose your mind on. He played a masterful play to turn the deep state on its head and have it viper itself into death. But what President Trump has always known, and he understood it very clearly in the spring of 2020, is that there were so many people in America that were so locked into the psychosis of fear that the only thing that would let them out was this injection, even if it cost them their own lives. He's not culpable. He had to address what the country demanded. And too many demanded that. Remember, we are a country by and for the people. If the president fails to do such a job to address the needs of the people, he's not serving the people. Like it or not, the only place he could turn to were the injection companies, the vaccine companies. And he had to try to do the best he could with a bunch of vipers, knowing damn well that at the end of the day, they were still snakes. And what he had to rely on most, in my opinion, the one thing he had to put his faith in was that the American people would defend the Constitution and finally wake up and take responsibility for their own decisions. I'll never support any position that President Trump took in favor of the vax. I will neither denounce him for what positions he's taken. No matter what the intent was of his comments for or against the vax, the point is that he knew very well that there was one objective they had to meet at all costs, at any cost, and that they had to overwhelm the vote come November 3rd to such a degree that they would literally break the system. And the only way to get there, and that was, in my opinion, realized in March of 2020 when FEMA was activated, is the only way to get there was that they had to accept that the vaccine was going to have to roll out, because if they didn't, Trump was not going to get the votes they needed to rupture the system and expose the depths of this corruption. And they had to let it play out. People are now getting the injection. They're dancing around like everything's good. They're trying to go back to normal. What they don't realize is, just like the snake, they've already been bitten. All of us, in one way or another, have been bitten, and the world is now dying. The question is, what side of the world are you standing on? The old world is dying. CNN's next latest hat trick is going to be climate change, to go after every single person that is against climate change. They're going to promote another false science, and they're going to stoke another fear, because it's, again, their last-ditch efforts of a dying empire as it burns to the ground and collapses from within. Because at the end of the day, it's not just an old and dead empire. It's a sickened empire that has been living off of the bodies of children and the blood of children. And so it's launched its attack with a vax, and it's now going to follow its attack with a fear campaign around climate. All of this, through all of this, those that have held hard to faith and have walked that with God know that we've never wavered. Those that have joined faith, we're glad to have you. And those that have joined the walk, whenever you've joined it, we're glad to have you. But it's a reminder of this. Walking with faith, you can never have fear, because there is no fear when you're tied with God. There's none. And if you have no fear, you can't be influenced by the panic attacks that the media wages on people. Fear develops weakness. It's the lowest order of your vibration. It's when you are the least energy. Your spirit energy is the lowest. When you stand with God and you elevate yourself through that field and glory of His light, your energy goes up. Prayer elevates that. It heals. And with prayer, you have clarity. Standing with God, you have clarity, eyes to see. You can't have fear when you have faith. It's not possible. So if you tell yourself, I have faith in God, and then you found yourself in fear, you're living a duplicity that can't exist. It means you don't really have faith, because you actually have fear. So you can't have the two. When you're truly aligned with God in faith, God has told you there is no fear. It's very simple. Fear not. But we try to play our little games in our head. We try to go to these places and say, well, I'm so good in faith. I really am. But this thing was, I'm really panicked. I'm really anxiety about this. You can't have that. Sorry. There's some disconnect here in your transition. You got a wire crossed somewhere. Time to call the electrician. the incredible place of standing on the rock of faith. On the rock of faith, which is the rock that God gives us to stand on. Is that you could stand in the middle of a storm in that, and there is nothing that will affect you. Peace, be still, ye of little faith. Do you have no faith? For we have no fear, and so we have to have faith. There's no question that getting to that place can be difficult. And it's difficult because we make it difficult. Let me give you an example. Open up YouTube on any day. Go to a movie preview. Choose one that's of a rated R type format. Horror movie, violent movie, war movie, whatever. Watch it. Leave YouTube. Come back in an hour. Open YouTube. See what's in your feed. All of a sudden, what's going to happen? It's all this fear garbage that starts showing up. Monsters and that's because it's designed this way. All they need is a crack in your armor and you get the flood of demons coming at you. It's the only way to describe it. And this isn't metaphors. This is real. I mean, this is the demons that you're facing are the visual demons who try to affect your mind. We are in a war for our minds. And if we let our minds be shaped and controlled by the enemy, you will live in fear and trick yourself to believing you're living in faith. You can't have fear and faith. They can't coexist. So the way through this begins with simple truths. Don't fool yourself. If you're consumed with fear, have anxiety, feel like the world is ending, whatever nonsense is going on in your head, other than love of God, that's not nonsense, that's beautiful stuff. But if you're being consumed by the negatives, you have to first find out where it's coming from. That's deep self-reflection. That's quiet time in prayer. That's meditation. These are the sorts of things that take us to the point of tapping into those things. You have to make physical changes in your life. If you've been reading the headlines every morning, stop reading them. If you're watching garbage on TV, shut it off. Matter of fact, take your TV outside and shoot it. It's probably a good idea. It's good target practice. And it's tons of fun watching a screen explode when you hit it with a 7.62 or a 50 caliber. It's wonderful. It's great. Add a little Tannerite on there, and boy, that's an excellent experience right there. Man. And that's like you add Tannerite with a 7.62 and at about 200 meters, make sure you've got your cell phone camera running and film that sucker and send it to me and we'll get it up on YouTube. It's epic. It's good stuff. Goodbye, TV. So, but if you have to make physical changes, okay? If you're consuming newspapers or your visual media, digital media or visual media, and it's causing you anxiety, stop. If you're dealing with discussions that are working you up because you're getting anxiety, stop. God's world's cool, man. It's serious. He's just like, what do you need? God, I need this. Okay, here you go. You've got it. Hey, God, I just need some peace of mind. Okay, what do you need? And it's going to come back to us every time. What do you need? I need peace of mind. Okay, what can we do about it? Shut your TV off. Okay, shut your TV off. God, I need to be here every day and I need to pray with you more. Okay, I'm right here. I mean, that's God right there, right? That's okay. How much more do you want to pray? You want to pray for 8 hours? I'm right here. See, we have to make the adjustments and God will be right there with us. But you can't sit here on the side, have the anxiety, say you have fear, then look to God and go, how come? Why do I have this? Help me, get me through this. That's the one that always cracks me up. It's just like, what are you expecting? You created the problem. You want God to provide the solution? I mean, seriously. And that's the part that gets me in all of this, is we keep creating the problem. We absolutely keep creating the problem. Then we turn to God and go, hey, I've got a problem here. And he's like, yeah? What do you want me to do about it? Well, I created the problem. Can you fix it? No. I'll give you my love. I'll offer you some guidance, but you got yourself in that pile of poo. You're going to have to dig yourself out of that pile of poo. And I got news for you. It's going to be a pile of poo for a while, and you're going to smell like a pile of poo for a while until you get it all off your body. But in the process, you will learn something. God's great. I love God. Call that equity, not charity. Equity, not charity. Got to put some skin in the game, Patriots. You got to be there in that fight. And we need that more than ever right now. We're living in a world with snakes. And we are the offspring of the woman. We are light. We have so much that we can do. We are so undiscovered as far as who we are. Christ opened the door for us, made us realize how profound the world is and what potential is within us. Christ, in our heart, we can do anything. We can accomplish anything. Don't put a limit on God. Never put a limit on God. Confront that enemy, be bold, and most of all in all of this, we go back to that fear thing. What is there to fear? No fear. And why? Because this is God's war. This is the Lord's army, and we're part of it, and it's God's war. And that's a pretty good fight to be in. The one God, the living God, says, have no fear, just have faith in me. Okay, sounds good. What if I need something? I'll give you everything you need. Just do a couple things for me. Make sure and love your neighbor as you would want to be loved. Give voice to the innocent that have no voice, and help those in need. And protect those that can't protect themselves. That's an important piece. I don't say it enough. It's like, okay, God. And what's it going to cost me? Nothing. What? As a matter of fact, I'll do better, God says. I'll give you everything you need. Just have to ask. Just tell me what you need and it's there, it's yours. That's literally the world we live in. That's it with the world we live in. It is like, it's like megabucks times a million. Seriously, there's no limit. So the only question I have, and I actually ask this question every morning, since we are so strong with God and we've got God on our team, you can't get bigger than that. You really can't. We've got, when you talk about having Big Daddy in your corner, it's like you kind of look at the enemy and you're looking at him going, yeah, you want to look over my shoulder? You want to take a look at what's standing behind? Go ahead, take a swing, buddy. I don't care. Take a swing. I'm just going to step aside and let you see. Take a look over my left shoulder. I think it's probably easier to see. You see it? Okay. That's God. And that's when they bow. That's when they get on their knees trembling. You're like, I told you, man. Don't mess with the man. Don't mess. He will put the smack daddy down on you like you have never seen. And when you are done, you will never, ever forget it. So we've got this on our side. We literally have the biggest, most powerful, most loving, most ruthless force we can ever have. It's God. And we're sitting here in front of a bunch of Fauci's, and people are wringing their hands thinking that, it's going to be, they're going to start giving me a vaccine. No, they're not. Patriots, they're not going to come near us. We just got to pray. We got to stay focused on our mission set. And as we go forward, have no fear, no fear, zero, no fear. If you've got fear, I don't know what to tell you. I'll give you a couple suggestions if you're living with fear. Okay, here's one. One is stand in front of the mirror, look yourself right square in the face, and then smack yourself across the face really hard. You do it yourself. I'm not doing it to you, obviously. And just that's one way. Then at least, I mean, because you know it's coming, right? And you see that hand, and you're going to be like all tensed up. Just get rid of that and just do it hard. That's one way, okay? Another way, you have fear, okay? Go to the store and get a 5-gallon bucket and fill it with ice and add some water into it. Let it sit for about 5 minutes and then jam your head down in there and hold your breath for 2 minutes and then pull it out. Oh, my goodness. That'll get you going. There's probably other things I could come up with. Go find a frozen lake, cut a hole, go jump into it naked, swim around for a few minutes, jump back out. That's another one. Get rid of the fear if you've got fear. That's the whole point. Live free. Live free, live sovereign, live with God, have no fear. Don't be a lizard head. Don't be a drama queen. Don't be a triggered monkey. Don't suffer meltdowns. Get a punching bag. Better yet, just be like those martial art movies. Just go find like a concrete wall and start punching the wall or something for a while. Don't do it too hard in the beginning because it really does hurt your hands. But after a while, you build up some pretty good intensity. And I'm telling you right now, when you do all of those things and you get yourself into the warrior mindset, which is where you need to be, man, this is literally like the best show in the world right now, and on the galaxy. You just sit back and you're like, we've got this. Yeah, we've got this. Matter of fact, we've won this. We just have to start realizing it. In the end, there's only one thing that matters, that we are absolutely living with our absolute love and true faith in all things through God and doing so through the body of Christ. And when we do those things right there and we're walking, it's not within faith to walk like bebopping into a place because that's a little bit self-consumed, but nonetheless, it's what you feel like you want to do, right? You want to walk around the street going, yo, what? I've got God. Really? Yeah. So don't worry about me. I got God. And you don't. And you... Too bad for you. See you, buddy. Out of here. So, hold that in your heart. And with that, we begin the process of knowing without a doubt, without wavering, that this world is ours, not theirs. We will take it back. There's no doubt in your mind and no doubt in your heart when you can look the enemy in the eye and you can simply smile and say, yeah, you're done. That's all you have to do. They know it. You know it. They know they lost. They'll still fight to the very end, but in the end, they will lose. They will be the Goliath. You'll put that rock right between their eyes. You will have told and warned Goliath that they defamed God and it's going to cost him his life. And in the end, we will rip their damn head off and we'll feed their body to the birds and the beasts. And the darkness will pass. That is where we are. So, buckle up, because what comes ahead is coming. And it's coming fast. Now, one last thing, because we've been doing a lot of chatter this evening about this site that has come up. And the site is realrawnews.com. Okay? Realrawnews.com. And here's what appears to be going on. It's pretty profound. And if it's true, it's going to be something. It appears that what has happened is kind of what we anticipated, that we've been watching a movie, that the slow disclosure, the drip of the disclosure has begun. RealRawNews.com is one of those places, and it's the one we know of right now. And it is providing a narrative of the cases of the military tribunals of Hillary Rodham Clinton. This is being written as if it's happening now, when in fact what we're understanding is it happened in the past. It's already done. Now, I'm not going to tell you true or not true. I'm going to tell you it came from an exceptional source. I'm going to tell you that I've now had a second hit on that this is what it is. Okay? And I've had a lot of discussions tonight. I've had a third possible confirmation. We're still working. All I'm telling you is you might want to slip on over there and take a read. My opinion only. We are at now the end of the game. That the reveal is going to begin. It's going to be slow by the standards and expectations we have. People want too many graphics. They want to see too much visual detail. They want to see all the horrors and crazy. I don't know how much you're going to see. What I know is, more than ever right now, is the time to go on the offensive with God. That means buckle down on your faith. Don't waver at all. Do not have any fear, and step into this world and give the smack daddy slam down on the mat like you've never done before, bringing light onto this target and light up that darkness, and do not relent. So again, check out realrawnews.com. I'll let you go from there and see what you think. There are some things that may not be accurate. There's some things that may be very accurate. That's for you to decide. What I know, I'm going through it. It's pretty interesting. And if you consider these things being past tense, having happened already as if being told in the present, which is what we understand, things start to make a little more sense. But you decide. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've come together, an epic time to live, a beautiful time to live, in which we are literally witnessing the rise of faith across this world, the love for you, Lord, across this world, and the return to Christ across this world. Let us find that strength in all that's been given to us and the awakening of Christ within the body of Christ as we walk. And let us stand boldly in the face of evil without any fear, knowing that there can be no fear when we stand boldly in faith. We are humbled by all that is given, humbled by that all that has been sacrificed for us, and we're blessed to be in this time, in this moment, in this place. I ask that you'll guide us, protect us, give us eyes to see and ears to hear. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. All right, Patriots. So I hope you have a blessed evening. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Lots of things are happening. Remember, in this little bit of wisdom, for those that are not sure what to believe, it's not who is speaking. It's who is not speaking. And when we appreciate that, we really begin to appreciate how much our world has changed in the last 4 years. And it has been profound. So I will see you in the morning at 5 a.m., 8 a.m. Eastern. Just one morning show on Saturday and an evening show on Saturday. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Good night. Thank you, and out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now. See it now. sun sets down over the hill where the lost got found. Reaching through somehow, oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Safe place to hide from the rain.